And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Where? Down in our heart. Where? Down in our heart. But how do we know where we are? Do we, as Nicodemus did one evening, step out into the dark with Jesus and look to the stars to decide where we are, where we have been, and where God is calling us to? Or do we look elsewhere? Do we look below our feet? Do we look to the specific places where God has been made known to us? Perhaps on a mountain, perhaps in a valley, perhaps in this very building. Where? How we locate ourselves can be done in a variety of different ways. We can look at a map. We can pull out our phone and look at GPS. You could look to the stars. But there's another way that is drawn out within these readings for us today, which might be to find the water, find the pathways that have carved into this land for millions of years. Where is the water? Do you know where the closest waterways are here? Does anybody know? Conoconessing Creek, yeah. Do you know which way that is, where it is? Down there somewhere. That way, right? It's to our south. What about another one? There's a really small one that you may not even realize is there. No. What's that? Yeah, and that one's up here, right? Yeah. And that's still connected to the Conoconessing Creek. There's another little one, though, the Sullivan Run, which is over that way. And ultimately, it flows into the Conoconessing Creek. Those two bodies help to kind of frame where we are, but they connect to a larger web of hydrological formations. Conoconessing flows for miles to the south of us before running into, anybody know? Not quite that far yet. Before it flows into the Beaver River. Yeah, eventually we'll get there. So the Conoconessing flows into the Beaver, which then flows after quite a little while into the Ohio. Yeah, good. And the Ohio, after many, many miles and splitting the boundaries between a handful of states, finally flows into the Mississippi. Good. And the Mississippi finally flows into the Gulf of Mexico. Yes, yes. Where we are. I'll admit to you that this watershed is not what felt like for me a home, a map to where I felt like I belonged for quite a while after I moved here. The watershed that I came from was the Chesapeake Bay watershed. And it felt a little bit different each time I would pass over or back the mountains that split these watersheds as to where I was. Either home or somewhere new. Home or somewhere new, until eventually the two became a little bit blurred. Where? Where am I? Where are you? Where is God? As I was following this path of water here, helping to ground myself in this region, I found myself diving into the 3D view on Google to say, oh, you know, maybe I want to go to the point that the Ohio finally flows into the Mississippi. Or maybe a little bit closer to the spot where the Beaver flows into the Ohio. To be there at that spot that connects this region, these little waterways, to a larger space. And then, as I was looking at those pictures, I was struck by remembering a story that I had read in this book many years ago in seminary called The Landscapes of the Sacred. And I want to share a little bit of that story with you now. Nikos told a story of a monk who had desired all his life to make a pilgrimage to the Holy Sepulchre, to walk 3 times around it, to kneel, and to return home a new person. Through the years, he had saved that money he could, begging in the villages nearby, and finally, near the end of his life, had set aside enough to begin his trip. He opened the gates to the monastery, took his staff in hand, and with great anticipation set out on his way to Jerusalem. But no sooner had he left the cloister than he encountered a man in rags and bent to the ground, picking herbs for himself. "Where are you going?" this man said. "To the Holy Sepulchre, brother. By God's grace, I shall walk 3 times around it, kneel, and return home a different man." "How much money do you have?" inquired the man. 30 pounds, the monk answered. "Give me 30 pounds, said the beggar. "I have a wife and hungry children. Give me the money. Walk 3 times around me, then kneel and go back into your monastery." The monk thought for a moment, scratching the ground with his staff. Then he took the 30 pounds from his sack and gave the whole of it to the poor man. Then he walked 3 times around him, knelt, and went back through the gates of his monastery. He returned home a new person, of course, having recognized that the beggar was Christ himself. Not far away at the Holy Sepulchre, but right outside his monastery, right outside the door, in a place he might never have thought sacred. Belden Lane, the author of this book, goes on to describe and explain a little bit of this story. Pilgrimage, or journeys, more often than not, is a very elusive enterprise. As Emerson wrote in his essay on self-reliance, traveling is a fool's paradise. We owe to our first journeys the discovery that place is nothing. In a sense, Emerson is right. The sacred place never guarantees a thing. Going to Jerusalem does not automatically grant the pilgrimage wisdom or zeal. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Look. Look carefully. For Christ has granted us new eyes. To look at someone, a Samaritan, beyond that, a woman, who in those days wouldn't have gotten a word or even a notice. Look, recognize, see Christ in another. We could think about all of the ways that we can journey and travel to seek out Christ in other places, in other ways, connecting our lives to a region larger than this through water. But Christ comes to us, seeks us out like rain from above, pouring out water, drenching us to our souls with love. Not only for us to be empowered to journey out, to find ways that we are so deeply connected with the world through water, but also to step out beyond these doors, the doors of our homes, the doors of our hearts, and to see others and to say, this is the place, this is where God pours out love for me and for you. Amen.